Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. In this video, we're going to be talking about on how you get better with time, how your skills develop, and how you get more educated. Because when you get better with time, you're becoming someone different. As you're improved with time, you're evolving. So in this video, we're going to talk about the importance of staying consistent and how you get better over time rather than overnight. So let me go ahead and finish going live on other platforms, other podcasts. And if this is your first time here, welcome to another episode of Failure's Knowledge Podcast. I'm your host, Terrell Humphrey. And this podcast is about how to turn failed setbacks into successful lessons, because failure is knowledge. And we're diving deep with it. Get your notebook out, get your pen out, because today we're talking about how you get better with time, because time is working with you rather than against you. So let me go ahead and write that on the board right quick. 1 second. Hold on. I got a notification. Okay. I'll do that later on. Dang. Will it let me do it later on? Okay. Yeah, there we go. I digress. You get better with time. Let me write that on the board. You get better with time. Let me show the board. You get better with time. And this is so important, because I remember when I was younger and I was watching this movie called, Remember the Titans. And in this movie, Denzel Washington was the head football coach of the integrated football team that was playing against opposing teams. Excuse me. So in this movie, Remember the Titans, it was segregated, meaning that whites was on one side, blacks was on another side. And during this movie, Denzel Washington made the football players come together. And in order for them to come together, they had to be uncomfortable being in each other's presence, being in the same room, and just focusing on building a team. Denzel Washington, the coach that he, the role that he's playing in this film, not only did a phenomenal job demonstrating the importance of coming together, but it also showed it doesn't matter what you look like. If you want to come together and achieve a goal, achieve an objective, you have to be willing to come together rather than come apart. Because when you are coming together, when you are growing together, you're not only growing, you're coming in a way where you're improving your skills. You see, the movie, Remember the Titans, showed that if a team can come together and play together, they can start winning together. And when they start winning together, they start having success both on and off the field. Now, in life, how does that translate to us, translate to our everyday life, is that over time you get better. And in order for you to get better, you have to come together with the education, with the skills, with strangers that you don't even know. It's positioning yourself differently that will help you get better. It's changing the way you are that will help you get better. It's improving what you are doing that will help you get better. But see, getting better takes time, because you really have to identify what's improving. I had to learn while going along this journey is that every day there was a new lesson to learn. For instance, when I first started my podcast, when I first started Failures Not as Podcast, I started the podcast without even confidence of being on camera. I started with my phone. I started in a way where I just thought of me helping other people. Not knowing how I wanted to help others, I just started with the thought. I started with no confidence, and over time, my confidence has built because I've learned how to stick to this skill. I learned how to develop the skill, and I've learned not only to improve it, but to let time work with the skill, because the more I show up, the better I become. And so the reason why identifying the challenges that you are facing is so important is because every phase that you go through, there will be a different challenge to face. Every challenge you face, there will be a new lesson that will help you. It's understanding that the lesson that you are learning has came from the time that you have put into your effort. So that's the first one to hit on, is that you have to put time in getting to better. You have to put time in putting effort into your skill, because once you put effort into your skill, now you get better. So that's the first one I want to hit on, is that you have to put time in your effort in your effort. Put time in your effort. And I'm gonna show the board. I'm gonna show the board to the camera. Hello, there we go. Put time in your effort. And the reason why putting time into your effort is so challenging, because nothing comes overnight. If it was easy, I would have already had a successful podcast business. But since it's not easy and I didn't know what I was doing, I'm still learning what I'm doing. It takes time to fully develop, not only within yourself, but a certain skill that you would like to grow within yourself. I mean, I was attending USF, University of South Florida, and my English Comp 2 professor, which is a writing class, she said the only way you get better is by writing more. When you write more, you get better. As simple as that sounds, if you don't put effort into your skills, how can you get better? If you don't put effort into writing, how can you improve? If you don't even put effort into the things that you are looking to attempt, how do you develop a skill? You see, over time, it's understanding that as you are working with time, you're learning how to get better over time. Now, she did mention that you don't get better overnight. What she did state is that when you do a particular skill over and over and over again, you will eventually get better. It's the eventually that takes a long time, because you have to sit down and do it every single day. I remember I had to write a 10-page essay. And in my mind, I'm like, that is a lot of pages. That is a lot of words. That is a lot. Because I wasn't used to writing no 10 pages. And she explained, if you take it paragraph by paragraph, you will eventually get to 10 pages. Whereas if you start at page 1 and try to skip to page 10, you're going to miss the information that needs to go into the paragraph that will make your writing a little bit easier. Before I even started, she told me about the diagram. I knew about the diagram in high school, but it's more so you have to really apply the diagram in college. Because if you don't know what you're going to talk about, if you don't know what you're going to write, if you don't know what you are going to explain, you're going to be all over the place, because there's no points to follow. There's no direction that you are going. You're just going all over the place. And not knowing, as she was teaching us how to write, she was not only teaching us how to write, but she was teaching us how to communicate better. You just don't communicate through your words. You communicate through your body language. You communicate through the words that you write. You communicate in different ways. And it's understanding the way that you communicate is the way you need to improve how you show up. You can't be good until you put effort into being bad. It's difficult to be bad because when you put time in your effort, your effort is constantly growing. Your effort is constantly improving. Your effort is coming because you are making the decision to get better. You can't get better if you never attempt to get better. One thing that I learned while playing football was that my coach said, he said, "Hump, you a high rep guy." I said, "Coach, no, I ain't." He said, "Yes, you are." He said, "I wouldn't just say that for no particular reason." He said, "You are a high rep guy." And at the time, I'm like, a high rep guy? I'm like, what does that even mean? And I just asked him, like, what does that even mean? He said, you're the player that needs a lot of reps, that needs a lot of studying, that needs a lot of attention so you can understand what we are doing on this field. And at the time, I'm like, dang, he just took a shot at me like that. It was more so he was helping me understand that it takes me a while to learn this skill. It takes me a while to learn how to be good. It takes me a while to go from bad to average. It's the while that I was focused on because I wanted to get better over time. And when I start to learn that, everything that I did in life not only made sense, but it showed me that if you put effort in today, if you put effort in your time, if you put effort in developing your skills, you will not only get better, you will improve what you did not know when you first start doing a particular skill. It's understanding that the skill can develop. It's understanding that the skill can grow. It's understanding that the skill can evolve. Because at some point, you're not going to always be at the point where you don't know anything. Nonetheless, you're going to never be at the bottom. You're not going to remain at the bottom where the bottom is at the place where it's keeping you held to your efforts. Your effort is what matters the most because when you get better, when you learn, when you improve, your time is working with your effort because the effort that you're putting into yourself is developing. You can't go to the gym and be in shape the first day you go into the gym. When I got out of shape, it was so hard for me to get back in shape because now I had to go to the gym consistently. I had to start over the routine. I had to start learning new ways how to work out. And what this taught me is that even though you stop working out and you stop focusing on this skill, you can always pick it back up and start all the way over. You can always start the all way over. It's just understanding that the amount of effort that you're putting in getting back into shape will take a lot more effort. Reason being because you don't have the routine already developed. You don't have the condition already developed. You don't have the strength already built within you. You have to build that from the bottom. Just because you have to rebuild doesn't mean you've done something bad. On the contrary, it means that you're giving effort to your growth. You're giving effort to your skill. You're giving effort to the things that you need to learn to improve more within yourself. And when I start to understand that my effort was multiplying over time, it taught me that if I just do one thing over and over and over again, time is going to show you that as you are building this skill over and over and over again, you're getting better. It's the getting better that people don't see. It's the getting better that's so overwhelming. It's the getting better that's so challenging me. Because how do you know the skill that you are developing is the skill that will not only make you better, but will help you become even good? You have to give effort in being bad. Because the more effort you give when you're bad, eventually, over time, a while, you will start to get better. It's knowing that the more you do a particular skill, the better you become. The better you become, the more you learn. The more you learn, the more effort you're putting into yourself. Let me know in the comments how you are getting better with time and one thing that you are working on today and what made you start working that that on that particular skill. Let me know in the comments. I love to read it. Because one thing that stops a lot of people is the fear of failure. It's the fear of not doing good. It's the fear of being bad when you start something new. I guarantee you this, when you start something new, you won't be as good as someone who has been doing it for 20 plus years. Nonetheless, you can get better. You can improve. I mean, I was at this speaking conference, and it's with Eric Thomas, Inky Johnson, and Jeremy Anderson. And at this event, Dr. Eric Thomas, he came up to the stage and he was speaking, he was motivating us, he was teaching us. And he proceeded to say, don't compare what I've been doing for the last 20 years to your start of, since you haven't even made it your first year. It's understanding that there's a gap that you have to go through. There's experience that you have to gain. And there's lessons that you have to walk into. It doesn't matter who you're learning it from. When you start doing it yourself, it gets challenging because you're starting at ground zero. You're starting with no level of experience. You're starting with the knowledge that you have. Now, the knowledge that you have is not bad, but it's only limited based on what you do know, on what you are around. And when it is understanding that the more effort you start to show up when you begin to build this skill, building this skill will not only come to you naturally over time, you will start to improve in ways that you don't even expect, in ways that you couldn't even imagine, in ways that will make you a better person overall. One thing that taught me podcasting is that you get better communicating. You get better at listening. You get better at asking questions. I remember when I first started podcasting with Faith Knox Podcast, when I was asking questions and the guests will respond, I'm listening to them. And the way I'm actively listening is that I'm saying, mm-hmm, sounds good. Really? Like I'm interrupting what they're saying. Not the fact that it's bad to interrupt or to engage with the conversation. It's more so when it goes from pre-recorded to posted and promoting across social media platforms. You can hear me in the background as they are speaking, as they are sharing, as they are demonstrating the point or sharing the story that how they can answer the question. Not knowing that me saying, mm-hmm, continue, I hear you, is kind of like a distraction. And I only learned that by me starting with not knowing that there can be a distraction. In life, when you start a skill, you have to know that the information that you have is based off your previous experience. The information you have is based off your previous knowledge. Your information you have is based off today. Because when you start doing something new, when you start building a new skill, and when you start building yourself, you have to understand that there's a lot of things that you do not know. Because as you do not know it, you start to you're not looking for it because you don't know what to look for. The more you show up and get effort into your time, into yourself, into your skills, you will start to learn over time. You just have to give yourself patience. You just have to be patient with yourself so you can learn, so you can develop, so you can grow. Because as you're learning, developing, and growing, you're building a skill because you're no longer starting from ground zero. You're starting from ground one now. You moved up a level because you just improved your skill. It's kind of like playing Mario Kart back in the day or Mario Brothers back in the day. Every time Mario, or as I'm playing the game, Mario finished the game, he would land on the pole and the flag would slide up. And as he landed on the pole, it says that the level is completed. Once you complete the level, you go to level two. Once you go to level two, the obstacle is going to be a little bit challenging than level one because you've improved the skill. You gained some knowledge. You gain the lesson. You understand how to play this game. It's learning how to play the game that will help you give effort in the time and the skill that you're developing to not only develop yourself, but to improve the person that you're becoming. You have to go through the levels. You have to develop the skills, and you have to gain the lessons. Because failure is knowledge, and the moment you fail is not the moment you quit. The moment you fail is the day you get back up, because the day you get back up is the day you haven't gave up on yourself. As you are getting up, as you are gaining the strength, or as you are building the skill, it stays with you every time you fall back down. There's a saying that says, how many times can you get knocked down? How many times do you have to stay on the ground to learn that you're doing something right? How many times do you need to get knocked on the ground to know that the ground, the level zero, the bottom, ain't the last place that you're going to end? It's more so picking yourself back up. It's more so pushing yourself. It's more so getting better with time, because as you get better with time, you're putting effort into your time. You're putting effort into yourself. You're putting effort into your skills. You're putting effort into your lessons. Life is full of lessons, and the day we go searching the lessons is the day we find the skills that we don't even know that we expect. And it's expecting growth. It's expecting a skill, and it's expecting development that's so overwhelming, because how do you know what to expect? How do you know what to look out for? How do you know what to search? How do you know? In the beginning phase, you're clueless, because I was clueless in the beginning of my journey, because I had no idea what I was doing. I had no knowledge of where I was going, and I had no direction of what I wanted to follow. It gave me permission to fail. I gave myself permission to fail, because the more I failed, the more I learned, the more I tried new skills, the better I became. You can only get better from effort. You can only get better from showing up. You can only get better from understanding that the more time and effort you put into yourself, you don't have to stay on the ground. Many times in life, you can lay on the ground and get back up when you have the energy, the confidence, and the skills to know that you are doing the right work. You are putting the right effort in. When I start to understand the effort that I was putting into myself, into my skills, into the lessons that I needed to learn, I started to see someone different. I started to become someone different, because I started to get more educated. I started to experience different lessons. I started to overcome different challenges, because the challenges were no longer a setback. It was a lesson to help me push forward. Because failure is knowledge, and in order to gain the knowledge, you have to be willing to fail. I was willing to fail because I wanted to learn something new. You see, that's the next point I want to hit on, is that you have to be willing to learn something new. Willing to learn something new. Willing to learn something new. There we go. You have to be willing to learn something new. Let me show the board. Oh, there we go. And I say something, I know it's vague, and I say something, because something can be anything. Something can be everything. Something can be the lessons that you are searching for. And over time, you start to see what's better for you, what's good for you, and what's not so good for you. Bro, that's crazy. I thought that water was about to... For those of you that listen to the podcast, I just opened my water. And when I opened my water, like, the water came out. And I thought, like, the whole bottle came out. I digress. Life shows you that if you're willing to learn something new, If you're willing to experience change, if you're willing to develop a new skill, you are becoming different. You are becoming better. You are improving within yourself. As we was growing up with my mom, who was a single mother raising three boys by herself, as we was growing up, she used to always say, sons, don't be a statistic. And what a statistic is the odds against one another. Oh, it, to give you more clarification, statistics is like a group of people that has done something or has done something wrong or anything of that nature. So it's like a summary. That's what it is. It's kind of like a summary of a population or where you're from and things of that nature. She say, son, she said, I don't want y'all to be a bad statistic. I don't want y'all to go to jail. I don't want y'all to have an inmate number. I don't want y'all to get in a position where y'all cannot no longer provide for yourselves. And throughout our whole entire life, my mom, who was a single mother raising three boys by herself, not only preached that, she talked about it every single day. And so it was in our mind on a daily basis. Now, was it annoying? Absolutely. Now, were there lessons behind what she was saying? Absolutely. But I only learned the importance behind it recently. Because when you start to really understand that there's options, not necessarily options, there are different skills to focus on. Excuse me. You don't have to be a statistic or a number of people that's doing one particular thing. You could be a number of people doing a different particular thing. And so it made sense to me, because one day me and my mama, who was a single mother raising three boys by herself, we was talking one day and she was like, I never considered the other side of being a statistic. I only thought about the bad statistics. And when she said that, I said, that is crazy, because all of this is just a number of people doing things. It's a group of people that's doing a particular thing. And so as I got older, I said, oh, that makes sense. We are a number, or we are a group of boys that's doing something different. We are a group of boys that's learning a new skill. We are a group of boys that's around mentors. We are a group of boys that's understanding more about education. Just because you're in the group doesn't mean you can't develop the skill. In reality, the more people that's around you that has the same thought process behind you, or the same thought process as you, you start to develop even faster. You start to improve even faster, because it's understanding that you can't have everything all by yourself. In fact, you don't know everything. And then when you get around people that understand more than you could, it's recognizing the power of the skill. The skill that's being developed is helping you become better. You see, you have to be willing to learn something new, because when you're learning something new, you're becoming someone different. To become someone different, you have to give yourself permission to learn this new information. You have to give yourself permission to learn this new skill. You have to give yourself permission to learn the lessons at every level. I remember I started reading about AI, and it was a magazine that we was reading. And as I'm reading this magazine, I'm learning about AI. I'm learning about artificial intelligence. And throughout the magazine is really explaining where it came from. Not knowing, when I picked up the magazine, it was going to be something that I was learning. I picked up the magazine because I knew the world was talking about AI, artificial intelligence, and I wanted to understand what the world was talking about. And so as I started to read the magazine, I started on page one, then I went to page two. When I went to page two, they talked about a movie called The Imitation. And it's with Alan Turing, the first person who discovered artificial intelligence, who discovered how the computer communicate with humans. And so as I'm watching this movie and I'm reading the magazine, I'm not understanding. I'm learning something new.
I didn't know I was learning something new because I thought it was just an interesting fact. I thought, why not just bypass time and let me figure out what this is? At the same time, I was building a skill because it was something new that had my attention. When you are willing to learn something new, something has your attention. Oh, so when something has your attention, you're willing to learn. Oh, when you learn something new, it means you have to put attention to the new skill that you're developing. And as you're developing the skill, you have to pay attention to what you are learning. Oh, it hit me. Because now I understood the power of learning something new. You never know what you're going to learn until you pick up the book, until you watch the show, until you play the podcast. Because the title is what's going to get your attention. And then throughout the video, throughout the book, throughout the movie, it's going to explain why that title is so important. So you get better with time because you have to start at ground zero. You have to start at the bottom. You can't get to the top if you never start at the bottom. You never can get to the middle if you never start at the bottom. You have to start with being okay with not knowing the information, not having the skill, and really understanding the power of building the skill over time. You can't skip levels in the game. Just like in life, you can't skip levels to develop a skill. You have to go through the pain. You have to go through the suffering. You have to go through different levels of learning so you can not only be better, so you can become better with the skill that you are improving. Because as you are working with the time that you are working with, you are learning, you are developing, you are growing, you are improving. And as you are improving, you are discovering why you're getting better. You only get better the more you show up. The more you show up, the more you learn. The more you learn, the more you understand there's a lot more information that you do not know. The most dangerous information in the world is the information that you don't know. Because how do you know what you don't know? How do you go searching what you don't understand? How do you know the information that's there in front of you is something that will help you? In reality, we just don't know. And that's the most dangerous information to ever know because you can't not know it. You can't get better. You don't know what you're working towards. Because you have to be willing to discover the unknown and learn more about it. When I start discovering more about artificial intelligence, I was reading the magazine. I'm watching the movies. I'm watching the videos. I'm watching the training. I'm getting different point of views. I'm getting different perspectives. I'm educating myself. If I want to get better, I have to know. I have to be willing to put effort in getting better. I just can't get better by having a book right behind me. I can't get smarter by never opening up the book. I can never improve if I never read one page. I remember in high school, I was in the GT class. And GT is gifted and talented. In other words, if you're smart, you're in this program. If you're smart, you're in this program. And I'm in this program. And it was an English class. It was an English GT class. And during this class, they gave us a book to read. It was maybe, it wasn't a big book, but that book was big. And so the teacher proceeded to say, okay, this is what we're going to do. You're going to read chapter one. And we're going to talk about it on Wednesday. It was Monday. We're going to talk about it on Wednesday. So if you haven't read chapter one by Wednesday, you're going to be behind. I'm like, read chapter one. And then when I opened the book, I didn't even read the page. I looked at the numbers. I counted the pages. It was like 8 pages of chapter one. I said, there's no way. There's no way you want us to read this by in 2 days. There's no way. So I get to class and I didn't even read the book. I read the numbers. It was 8 pages in my mind. I'm like, that's a lot of reading. And so as we're having discussion, we're sitting around in a circle, like our teacher made us put the desks side by side one another, and now we're discussing the book. Correction, they was discussing the book because I didn't even read it. And so people who read the book, some of the students who read the book, they're giving that feedback and said, this is what I like about the book. The book has a great opening, has a great storyline, and it gives a different perspective that I didn't even think about. I said, wow, that's a good point. Then the next person proceed to give their answer. So what did you like about the book? And they say, I liked how the author not only told the story, but they gave examples behind the story that they were sharing. And then they get to me. They say, Mr. Humphrey, what did you like about the book? And in my mind, I'm thinking about what I want to say. And as I was talking, what was in my mind didn't come out as smooth. And in my mind, I'm like, well, when I read the book made a lot of sense. And even though it made a lot of sense, I gained a better understanding of it. And they're like, what? Did you even read the book? It was that day I recognized I don't need to be in a gifted and talented program. These kids in this class is too smart for me. One, that's a lot of reading. Two, that's a new skill that I had to develop. Three, it was something I wasn't ready for. So I went to my counselor and I proceeded to ask, my counselor name was Miss Moore. I said, Miss Moore, I said, listen, I'm in this gifted and talented English class and I don't think I'm going to do good in it. I don't really think I'm going to do good in it. In fact, I think I'm going to fail in it. And so needless to say, she took me out of the class. Now I'm in the class with the regular people, not the people that's so smart, but the people that will never pass. I'm in the class where I belong. You see, when you become willing to learn something new, you have to remain uncomfortable. You have to remain unknowledgeable. You have to remain uneducated, because until you push yourself to learn this new skill, the skill is going to be so confusing because you haven't picked it up and start learning it. That's the lesson I learned. I knew I had to get out the class. I wasn't ready for it. When you're willing to learn something new, you have to be ready for it. How do you know that you're ready? You're taking a leap of faith. You don't know. You don't know because there's no sign saying like, hey, this sign is for you. This jump is for you. This skill is for you. You should take it. No, 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 no. There's no indicator that the skill that you're learning will be the right skill until you learn what the skill actually consists of. When I start to understand that, I said, oh, I have to be willing to read. I have to be willing to learn. I have to be willing to engage in the conversation. Maybe not in high school, but maybe what about in college? There's a different approach about learning something new or developing a new skill that will not only help you, but that will push you to become better. I wanted to become better, and for me to become better, I had to be okay with learning something new. You can't learn something new. You can't get better until you learn that it takes time to get better. It takes time to improve. It takes time to develop. So you get better with time because you are putting effort into yourself. You are putting effort into the knowledge that you would like to learn. You're putting effort into the skills that you like to develop. And you're putting effort into understanding what skill you are building. And then when you start putting effort, putting time into your effort, you have to be willing to learn something new. Because the more willing and open you are to learning, the more you will understand, the more you will recognize, the more information you get, you will be more skilled in. You can't be and develop skills if you never start back. And last point I want to hit on is that you're not going to always be bad. Last point I want to hit on is that you're not going to always be bad. Not always going to be bad. Going to be bad.
You're not always going to be bad. Show that right here. Show that right here. Look like an E.
B-E-D, but it's B-A-D.
B-A-D.
You're not going to always be bad. When you start something new, you're going to be horrible. When you start a building new skill, you're not going to be great. In fact, you're not going to be remarkably close to good. Because it's something that you have to learn. It's the skill that you have to develop. And when you start to learn the language, learn the material, learn and practice, you will eventually get better over time. It's so hard to be consistent when you don't see results. It's so difficult to look for the results if you're so bad. It's so challenging to know that you are getting better the more you show up. You have to be willing to show up to develop your skill. I mean, I went to this program. It was called the D1 Athletic Training Football Program. And in this, in this program, they had crazy workouts. Like, we would get done working out at Little Rock Central High School, and then I would go to this training facility. And as I'm training in this facility, first off, the type of workouts that they had us doing was so extreme, it made us better. It was so extreme, it made us good. It was so extreme, it helped us to develop our skills. And over time, I'm like, why are they having us pushing a sled with weights on it? Why are we training so hard to the point where we are exhausted? Why did I even decide to do this? I decided to do that because I wanted to get better. I decided to train more because I wanted to have an advantage to get better. I decided to build the skill when I didn't have to because I wanted to improve myself. When you improve yourself, you increase the amount of improvement that you are able to make. Whereas if I was to practice once a week, I'm only getting better once a week. On the contrary, if I was to practice 7 days a week, and there's 7 days in a week, I get better 7 times faster. Because I'm not waiting on 1 day. I'm waiting for the next day. I want to get better faster. You're not going to always be bad, determining on the amount of effort you are willing to put into yourself. Determining the amount of skill that you want to develop at a faster pace. We all have 24 hours. We all have 24 hours. And there's no one different that has more than 24 hours. In reality, what do you do with the 24 hours that you have? I started to learn if I wanted to be a good football player, I needed to become a good football player. I recognized if I wanted to be a Marine, I needed to become a Marine. I recognized if I wanted to be a student, I needed to become a student. You see, you can only get better when you start becoming the person that you want to be. You have to become this person because as you're becoming this person, you're learning at a faster pace. You're learning so quickly than other people because you're willing to understand the skill that you need to develop. How do you develop the skill if the skill that you are looking for only gets worked on once a week? Whereas what if you improve your skills 7 days a week for 10 minutes? 7 days a week for 20 minutes. It doesn't have to be the full 24 hours. What it does have to be is more effort that you're putting into yourself. You see, after producing 893 podcast episodes, I've learned how to get better with podcasting. Because I wanted to build this skill. I wanted to learn this skill. I wanted to improve this skill. Now, mind you, 893 podcast episodes is a lot of talking. It's a lot of recording. It's a lot of producing. If I wanted to be better, which I did, if I wanted to become better, which I am, which I'm currently doing, if I wanted to develop the skill in podcasting, I need to become a podcaster. When you become the skill that you are developing, you become the person that you're looking to be. You can't grow if you're not willing to understand that you're not going to always be good. The more times you put into yourself, the more time you put into your skill, the more effort you put into developing, you grow over time. Because you're no longer bad at the things that you thought that you were good at. You eventually become good the more you do a particular skill. And it made sense to me. I said, oh, it's not just in one set, one part of my life. It's in everything that I want to do. If I want to have a great relationship, I have to be in a great relationship. If I want to be a great person, I have to become a great person. It's the becoming that's so challenging, because the more you become the person that you're looking to be, the more you will become the skill that you need to develop. It's developing that takes a long time, because when you, as you're developing, you can get discouraged. As you're developing, you can get overwhelmed. As you are developing, you can be stressed out to the point where you don't even feel like doing the skill anymore. You can only get better when you learn how to be bad. Michael Jackson, he made a song, and it was called Who's Bad? And he proceeded to sing the chorus, sing the lyrics. And as he's singing the lyrics, he's asking, who's bad? You have to be bad to identify you're not that good. When you're bad, just know you're starting something new. And just because you're starting something new doesn't mean you're going to always end in this place. Over time, you will eventually get good. Over time, you will eventually improve. Over time, you will develop a skill that will last with you for a lifetime. When you are developing a skill for a lifetime, you are getting better with time. Time works with the person that works with the time that they have. So what? You only have 24 hours. So what? The time seems to go so fast. So what? The time that you have to make the effort count matters the most based off what you are doing with the time that you have. It's challenging. Newsflash. So is changing your life. So it's changing your life so challenging. So it's changing your current situation so challenging. If you want to change, if you want to grow, if you want to develop a skill, you have to be willing to start bad. Because the day you start bad is the moment you decided to get better. You can't get better until you put effort in being bad. You can't be bad until you decide to start. You see, you get better with time because you have to put effort into yourself. As you are putting effort into yourself, you're growing, you're developing, you're improving. And as you're growing, developing, improving, you're learning more about yourself. You're learning more about the skills that you like to have. You're learning more about the person that you are becoming. Because as you are becoming this person, you have to be willing to learn something new. As you are learning something new, you're becoming someone different. As you're becoming someone different, you're no longer the person that you was 5 minutes ago, because you're learning new information. The information that you learn is the point that's going to help you develop the skill that's going to help you become the person that you dream of becoming. When you do that, You have to know that you're not going to always be bad. In fact, over time, the more you do a particular skill, the more you learn, you will get better. And by better, I'm saying you will improve a lot more than you can ever imagine. Because the more you improve based off the effort that you put in, shows your commitment to yourself and discovering who you're becoming. You have to become someone different to have someone different. When you become different, different attracts different. And that's what I want to leave you with, is that you get better with time. Just know, the more time you put into yourself, the better you are becoming. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, make sure you leave in the comments below, what is your biggest takeaway on how you are going to get better with time, start working with the time that you have rather than the time that you don't have. Let me know in the comments. I love to read it, love to engage with it. And if you haven't yet, make sure you hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, and click right here to watch more videos on how to develop within yourself and turn failed setbacks into successful knowledge.